This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo have been transferred from federal custody in Maryland to Virginia. They will face trial separately in state court in two different Virginia counties. Muhammad and Malvo are charged with killing 10 people and wounding 3 others last month in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Since the two suspects were caught 2 weeks ago, there's been a battle among prosecutors as to who would bring the men to trial. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports Virginia probably won the battle because it allows executions of minors.
For the past week, local and federal prosecutors have been hunkering down, making arguments about why their particular jurisdiction should be the first to bring Muhammad and Malvo to trial. It was up to Attorney General John Ashcroft to be the final arbiter, and yesterday he announced his decision. The men would not be tried in federal court, but in state court in Virginia.
We believe that the first prosecutions should occur in those jurisdictions that provide the best law, the best facts, and the best range of available penalties.
And indeed, if the men are to get the ultimate sanction, as Ashcroft put it, Virginia has many advantages over Maryland courts or the federal courts. Virginia executes minors. Maryland and the feds do not. Unlike Maryland and the federal government, Virginia has charged the men under two murder statutes that carry the death penalty, one law for multiple killings, and then a new law that gives the death penalty for terrorizing the community. Moreover, Virginia juries and judges have shown far more willingness to execute adult criminals than either Maryland or the federal courts. These arguments have been known all along, but yesterday's twist is that the men will face trial separately in two different counties. Muhammad is being tried for the murder of Dean Myers in Prince William County, Malvo for the murder of Linda Franklin in Fairfax County. Former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride says that suggests the prosecutors have some hitherto unknown evidence.
They must have some evidence in hand that Malvo is the actual shooter in the shooting of the FBI analyst in Fairfax County, and that Mr. Muhammad is the actual shooter in Prince William County, because there's very little other reason to separate the two of them.
John Zwirling can think of another reason. Zwirling, a defense attorney in Virginia, says it will be easier to get each defendant the death penalty if they're tried separately. He says this is a startling and, in his opinion, cynical tactic by the government, since usually co-conspirators are tried at the same time before the same jury.
The reason I think that is being done is because they're afraid that at a single trial, a jury would believe that one of the two, most likely Malvo, is significantly less culpable and therefore would be more likely not to give Malvo the death penalty.
Andrew McBride says it's a smart, not a cynical strategy. In fact, he says trying the two men together could backfire on the government in another way. It could undercut the argument for giving John Allen Muhammad the death penalty as well.
If one defendant has substantial mitigating evidence, for instance, Mr. Malvo, in terms of his youth, or the fact that he's from a foreign country, or that his will was overborne by Mr. Muhammad, that can cause the jury not to give the death penalty to the second individual because they feel it unfair. And the defense can argue, well, if you don't give the death penalty to both, you shouldn't give the death penalty at all.
In addition, McBride believes the government is looking ahead to possible prosecutions in the future. And in that sense, Virginia is the obvious choice. Since Virginia executes minors, that creates the ultimate incentive for John Lee Malvo to cooperate with the government. McBride says if he were Malvo's defense attorney, he'd urge him to cooperate in exchange for a guarantee that neither Virginia nor any other jurisdiction would bring capital charges against Malvo in the future.
That kind of deal can be worked together, particularly if those jurisdictions are interested in trying Mr. Muhammad, or if Mr. Malvo has information about other crimes that haven't even been linked to these two yet, then his information could be useful and it might be worth making a deal to get it.
Especially since states across the country are opening their unsolved murders to see if they can link Muhammad and Malvo to the crimes. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.